Hello, and welcome to Small Talk, a podcast from Contemporary Pediatrics. I'm Miranda Hester, and in this episode, I'm speaking with Dr. Andrew Schumann, who is a clinical assistant professor of pediatrics at the Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth, and also a practicing pediatrician, about the possibilities of a more typical summer this year. So, Dr. Schumann, have you been administering the COVID-19 vaccine in your practice? And if you have been, how receptive have the patients and families been to it?
Okay. We have not yet started administering the vaccine in our clinic. We plan to do first scheduled clinics for vaccinations, probably weekends, evenings, and so forth. We're hoping, once we overcome some logistical issues, to be able to administer it with our routine vaccines in the office when we see kids, but that is yet to happen.
Okay, so what do you think your strategy might be for families who are hesitant about getting the COVID-19 vaccine for their children?
So my approach is to ask them what their concerns are, and invariably they say, well, it hasn't been tested thoroughly enough. Their concerns about safety more than efficacy. So we talk about that to some extent, that it's been not only tested in thousands of individuals and overall it's been very safe. We also talk about doing things not only for the personal good, but for the greater good of other people in the community, for grandparents, for those with immune problems. So I've gotten some good responses to people when we talk about things logically, and I think I've managed to sway people towards vaccinating their kids. And as we all know, there are trials underway to enable us to vaccinate the younger children as well.
Okay, so for families that have a mixture of vaccine status with the COVID-19 vaccine, some are fully vaccinated and younger kids who aren't vaccinated, what activities can all members of the family safely enjoy as we go into summer?
Okay. So what's very nice, Miranda, as we were talking before we started recording, is that, knock on wood, the incidence of COVID in the general population in most states in the country is on the decline. And to my knowledge, most states have removed emergency measures. So as long as we practice appropriate caution, we should go forward and enjoy the outdoors. The CDC recommends that as long as we're in uncrowded environments outdoors, we can go unmasked. One needs to use some judgment regarding indoor activities, considering the ventilation of the room, how many people are in the room, your guesstimate as to how many people are vaccinated. It's very interesting going into a supermarket, and at least in New Hampshire, we have signs, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear masks. If you're not, you should wear masks. So it comes down to how trustful you are of other people being responsible, and how crowded the supermarket is on any particular day. So going forward, I think as we are cautious in our approach to activities, people can return to seeing movies, they can go to baseball games. In our clinic, we still are prudent. We're still wearing masks. We're not necessarily wearing shields. And hopefully things will progress in a way that we in the office can use our masks appropriately for kids with coughs and fevers and whenever we suspect exposure to some respiratory disease that may represent lurking COVID.
Okay, so what are your recommendations for patients and families who are fully vaccinated but are wary of being around others, leaving the mask behind?
Okay. As I said previously, I think one has to be cautious. I think most people have been indoctrinated fully into wearing masks to carry a mask with you. I think we have to use judgment And I'm very curious going forward, are parents going to be more responsible in keeping kids out of daycare when they're coughing or have a fever? Given human nature, one has to say that maybe they won't. Maybe they will return to their own baseline. But one now understands how respiratory illnesses are transmitted. So it gives us an opportunity to make risk assessments in every situation. So I think that that holds. So don't discard the mask, carry it with you, use it appropriately. And by doing so, you're going to keep your family and your children safe.
Okay. And lastly, what should practices, hospitals, and public health agencies from local up to even national do to prepare for the next public health crisis?
This has been a learning experience for everyone, the population, public health officials, physicians, et cetera. And it has identified the many flaws in our system. Now that we've gone through this pandemic, we've learned from our mistakes. We know how to put a system in place for monitoring people with significant transmittable respiratory diseases. We've learned the enormous value of vaccination, not just against COVID, but all the illnesses that we commonly vaccinate for. We've learned how to be considerate to our neighbors. We've learned the importance of masks. So I think we've learned a lot. The real question is, will we remember what we've learned and be prepared to put it into action should the need arise? So time will tell.
Thanks for listening to Small Talk. If you like us, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.